have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, first one for this year, are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Amazing question, huh? Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? If you're busy out and about and you're not able to just sit and watch the show, remember you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad as you are doing whatever it is that you're doing. You can podcast the show, but you can be listening on your iPhone, iPad, where you're at the gym or no matter what, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. So it's Thursday. Already again, it's Thursday. They come and they go really fast. And for the new listener who might not be aware, we take all calls, but We take the Bible Thumpers call first on Thursdays because we love the Bible Thumpers. And so we have set aside Thursday to have more time with the Bible Thumpers. So Thursday is today, and it is Bible Thumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't, they call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. The Pope is ticked. Don't mess with the Pope, especially when he has his best robe on. Amazing. So some of you know, all of you should know by now, I'm sure it's worldwide news, that in L.A., the fire is happening and it is a mess. It really is bad. And this time it's closer to us than normal. Most of the time those fires are out up in the woods somewhere, up in the hills, way up in the hills, where some homes are affected up there, but this time it's different because it's down in Malibu and Pacific Palisade, and which is and then Hollywood and Pasadena. So it's like red around us, and it's different, and it's major. It is major. It's bad. Homes burning down. All kinds. It's just awful. It really, I can't find the words to say. It's like, it reminds me of a terrorist attack. I'm not saying that's what's happening with this fire, but it reminds me of that, a terrorist attack. And then, according to all the reports, Los Angeles is not ready for a fire. Our government has not prepared California for fires. We have, in California and in our country, we have the worst government that we can possibly ever have, really. It's just our government has gone from bad to worse, and they can get away with it because the people vote for them anyway. The people don't care. They just vote for them because of the title, and they don't. The people don't care, so we have a don't-care government, which is primarily Democrats in California, but the federal government, as you know, both rhinos and Democrats who don't care. It's amazing to me how much my country has gone down the hill. It reminds me of your life, individual lives, because when we are traumatized by our mothers and not protected by the fathers, we grow up having a devastated life, a very destructive life, and it doesn't work, it won't work, it can't work the way that we've been taught. This fire reminds me of that, in that that's the type of government we have now, a no-good government. So last night, I was watching Jesse Waters on a primetime show there on Fox, and he laid out the whole deal like no other reporter that I'm aware of that can do it. And normally, I like to get sound bites from, different stories, but I got the whole opening monologue of Jesse Waters because it lays out everything. The people who are supposed to be working for us, and we're going to get to all your calls here in a minute, but the people who are supposed to be working for us and how they are not, they're not ready yet? The clips are not ready? What the?
No, I think they are.
They're telling me I see he's them. Just not uploading them.
He must be, he's talking about different clips.
Oh, okay.
But we're ready for the Jesse Waters.
Okay. And so I wanted to try to give you the, for those who are not here and you can't see what's going on, I wanted to see give you as clear of a picture as possible concerning this fire and the government who is not doing anything for the people in California. Nothing. They're into this environmental thing and everything that put us in a hole. It's amazing, too.
That's for Derek, Jesse, sorry.
Oh, okay. I'll read the board here for So be patient. Because I wanted to lay out exactly how Jesse Waters laid this out. He showed you the people, the government that's involved and what they're not doing and why they're not doing it. And it's just really interesting. So this first soundbite is, what's happening in L.A. County from Fox News.
Apocalyptic. This is Los Angeles County. Entire neighborhoods are burning, over 10,000 acres in Pacific Palisades alone. And the smoke everyone's breathing is being described as a toxic soup. Five people already dead. They were burned alive. Hundreds of homes have been scorched. This is the most destructive fire in L.A. County history, and it's still raging. 0% of the fire has been contained. 0%. Winds are whipping up to 100 miles an hour, breathing more and more life into the inferno. And over 1,400 firefighters are battling the blaze on the front lines, and they haven't slept. One says, I'm living proof that you can stay up for 96 hours. But they're outmanned and out-equipped. The chief says she doesn't have enough firefighters. Just months ago, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass cut funding from the fire department by around $20 million. And before that, the L.A. Fire Department sent their extra equipment to Ukraine. They probably could use some of that equipment now.
Isn't that amazing? We got the worst mayor that you can have in any city. Worst mayor, and all these black mayors are messed up anyway, but we got the worst. Karen Bass. And this fire has been burning for 2 days so far. Isn't that amazing? 2 days, and there's still no signs of stopping it. They found out that there is no water in the fire hydrants. Can you believe that? Watch this.
And this is even worse. The fire hydrants are dry.
Here on Lockman Lane, there are several homes burning. This is the one that firefighters were trying to put out a little while ago. But you can see right now, it's just kind of out of control. Since then, firefighters have lost water pressure on the hydrant, so they can't get any more water onto this fire and the ones down the hill because of the water pressure issues.
Why isn't there any water coming out of the fire hydrants? Los Angeles has had 2 years of record rainfall. It hasn't rained this much year to year since the 1800s. Well, guess what? All the rain just washes into the ocean. A decade ago, California voted to spend billions on water storage and reservoirs. Today, Governor Newsom hasn't finished building a single one. They've done nothing to store water in a decade.
Isn't that amazing? And then they hold press conferences like they're serious and they're taking care of you and don't worry. The water is going out into the ocean. And then they made the citizens of California pay up the yang-yang for water. Trump told Gavin to get it together. Watch this.
Trump was just in California this fall and told Gavin he needed to get it together.
You have so much water, and all those fields that are right now barren, the farmers would have all the water they needed, and you could revert water up into the hills where you have all the dead forests, where the forests are so brittle, because no place is like California. I go to Austria. The head of Austria tells me, you know, we have trees that are much more flammable than what you have in California. We never have forest fires because they maintain their forests. And you have all that water that could be used to, as water, what they call water flow, where the where the land would be damp. And you'd stop many of these horrible fires.
Before Donald Trump left office, he signed an order that would funnel more water from Northern California into Southern California. Newsom, instead of saying thank you, filed a lawsuit to stop it, saying it would kill the smelt. If you don't know what a smelt is, neither did we. It's a fish the size of your pinky. California can't get enough water to fight fires because of a stupid fish. We're saving fish instead of people. Saving smelt, big business. If anything happens to the smelt, people lose a lot of money. We're paying people to feel like heroes for protecting a fish no one eats.
Think about that, folks. This is what's running your country nowadays. A stupid fish over human beings' lives. All about the money. It's not about the people. And still you vote for these people over and over again. The people get the government that they deserve. Really. You vote them in over and over again. Over and over again. So Trump tried to do something about it. Gavin Newsom stopped it. No, we're not going to help the people. according to this report, Gavin been tearing down dams for Indians. What's this?
But it gets worse. Gavin's been tearing down dams. Why? Because the Indians wanted some of their river back so they could catch salmon. Gavin didn't just knock down one dam for the Indians, he knocked down all four.
The largest dam removal project in U.S. history and one of the most significant, if not the most significant, water restoration project, bringing back salmon and steelhead into this basin. And I couldn't be more proud as a father because my kids and their great-great-grandkids will have the opportunity to see something that, well, has been here since time immemorial. And it's about damn time. Words mean nothing unless you can manifest them. You got to make something real. You got to make the words visible. We mean business. We're going to be turning this over in a very short period of time.
And these dams were a go-to source for firefighters to pull water from to fight fires up north. Gavin's literally tearing down Western civilization for fish and Indians. Nothing against the Indians. I love the Indians. But really?
What a mess, huh? And now Gavin Newsom is being rumored that he want to be president of the United States. And watch how dumb the people are. Some people, if he should run, will vote for him. They will vote for him. Can you imagine having that running your country? Remember when they had the Chinese virus? Everybody else had to stay home while Gavin go out to lunch with his friends at a hotel. Not a hotel, but a cafe, restaurant. Remember that? But you can go anywhere, and you still vote for him. You get the government you deserve. And Gavin stands around and holds his hands in his pockets while you suffer. Watch this.
L.A. is out of water, and the governor's staring at the fire with his hands in his pockets. Now, we have a rule about men putting their hands in their pockets, but this is neither the time nor the place to discuss it. People are trapped. Homes and schools are gone. And Newsom hasn't contained a single acre. The governor waited 24 hours to send in the National Guard. Water management, forest management, Gavin doesn't know what he's doing. Again, Trump warned him about this years ago.
Got to take care of the floors, you know, the floors of the forests, very important. You look at other countries where they do it differently, and it's a whole different story. I was with the president of Finland, and he said, we have a much different, we're a forest nation. He called it a forest nation. And they spent a lot of time on raking and cleaning and doing things, and they don't have any problem. And when it is, it's a very small problem.
Newsom, after the election, called an emergency special session in California to Trump-proof the state. Not fireproof it, Trump-proof it. Whatever that means. Where are the emergency escape roads that were supposed to have been built? People had to abandon their cars in the middle of the road and run away from the flames because there's only one way in and one way out. Why weren't the forest beds treated? Why are we running out of water?
Amazing, huh? And the Democrats run your state. And you vote for the Democrats over and over again. I couldn't believe it when they voted in Kara Bass over the other guy, can't think of his name right now, that was running. They voted Kara Bass in, a no-good, incapable DEI person. And don't rely on Joe Biden. Joe Biden can't help at all. Hasn't helped. Watch this.
Joe Biden hasn't helped at all. In October, the Biden administration canceled crucial controlled burns in California. These are critical to forest management. Canceled them. Today, Biden happened to be in town because he was supposed to designate another national forest, decided that this was the right time to congratulate himself.
Astounding what's happening. All I want me to do is my son was out here anyway. They got a notification yesterday that their home was burning. Today, there's a baby still standing, I'm not sure. But the good news is, I'm a great grandfather. As of today. I was a grandfather.
Don's baby girl, baby boy. So I can remember this day for about a long time.
So Hunter's now a grandfather, and Joe's a great-grandfather. I'm sure everybody who lost their homes is excited to hear the news. Trump reacted to the fires today, saying, no water in the fire hydrants, no money in FEMA. This is what Joe Biden is leaving me. Thanks, Joe.
Amazing, huh? And you might ask, so Joe Biden up there talking about a stupid grandchild while your house is burning down. And the stupid politicians applauding him, the media. And remember, we have a female, black DEI female, for mayor of the city. And you might ask, well, where's Karen Bass? We haven't seen her since the fire. Where is she? Here's where she has been. And they say she's back now, but here's where Karen Bass has been, according to a report.
Meanwhile, the mayor of L.A. has been out of the country the whole time. Mayor Karen Bass has been in Africa for the inauguration of the president of Ghana. What the heck's an American politician doing attending inaugurations in other countries? Karen Bass isn't going to her own president's inauguration, but she's going to the president of Ghana's? Why? And didn't make it back home until late this afternoon. A reporter caught up with her at LAX. Listen.
An apology for being absent while their homes were burning? Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor? Have you nothing to say today? Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today?
Nothing. Biden was considering Bass for VP.
If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. But don't worry. It gets better. You have the best possible L.A. fire chief that you can ever find. It can't get any worse than this. Well, I don't think so. This is what we have for the fire chief in Los Angeles. Watch this.
So who else is running things? This right here, ladies and gentlemen, this is the leadership of the L.A. Fire Department. I sure hope they know what they're doing. Here's the fire chief.
She took time out of her already busy schedule to tell us about her vision for the department's future, one that includes a 3-year strategic plan to increase diversity.
People ask me, well, what number are you looking for? I said, I'm not looking for a number. It's never enough.
Out of 3,300 city firefighters, only 115 are women right now. She's already looking at ways to change that.
The chief also checks another box when it comes to inclusivity and diversity at this department. She's a proud member of the LGBTQ community.
That just kind of opens the door of people that thought, wow, I didn't even know that that was an opportunity for me.
So while her department was sending equipment to Ukraine, the chief was marching in pride parades, which is fine. Have all the pride you want, but you better make sure you're ready to do your job when it counts.
Isn't that amazing? Did you know all this was going on? Did you know this? Did you know it was this bad? These are the people that's supposed to be running your city, your state. And guess what they did? They got this LGBT thing working, and they got rid of all the white men. No white men allowed in the fire department. At least get in the back of the line. Go to the back of the line. Watch this.
L.A. County Fire Department fired a ton of men who refused to get vaccinated. Bet they could have used those men today. In fact, California has a program to scrub white males from the fire department. Adam Carolla says he tried to apply to be a firefighter in L.A. once, but they told him to go to the back of the line.
I want to talk about my white privilege so badly. I could not find a job. I walked to a fire station in North Hollywood. I was 19. I was living in the garage of my family home. My mom was on welfare and food stamps. And I said, can I get a job as a fireman? And they said, no, because you're not black, Hispanic, or a woman. We'll see in about 7 years.
Amazing, huh? In their own country, white men are not allowed. In their own country. Country founded, made great by white men. Now you got to go to the back of the line. Thank you, they say, but no thanks. And last but not least, California is committing suicide right before your eyes. Why is this?
California is committing suicide right before our eyes. DEI is deadly. The state spent billions of dollars on equity programs, and they can't even deliver basic services. Newsom spends more money fighting homelessness than fighting fires, and both of them are out of control. The state has a drug problem, a homeless problem. Everything's burning. There's no water. Bridges are blowing up. Migrants are running off of boats onto beaches. California is run by public servants who can't serve the public. And the governor looks around and says, I'm going to run for president. This is completely unacceptable in the United States of America in 2025.
Amazing, huh? What amazing reporting by Jesse Warder. Thank you, Jesse. It was just laid out. You can't miss it. He allows you to see what's really, really going on. What a mess, huh? Now do you believe me when I say that my country is not coming back? It's over for my country. It's not coming back. It's not coming back. Donald Trump hopefully will do some good for his jobs and shutting down the borders and rebuilding a strong military, I hope. And now maybe he'll do something about the fire situation. The water situation in California and around the country, really. But my country is not coming back. These people are in government now, and the voters are so blind, they're just going to vote for them. They vote for bills that goes against themselves because they don't bother to look and see what's going on. May God have mercy on our souls. This is bad, right? And look who's running the city. Did you have any idea? If I was a police, I would arrest Gavin Newsom for doing such a horrible job. It's almost like a setup. And watch, when he hold a press conference, he's going to act like, oh, we got you. We did this, and we passed this, and we're doing this, and don't worry. And hold on a minute, I got to go and comb my hair. And you're going to vote for him again. And you're going to vote for him again. And they need to, all of the climate change people, those who are fighting for it, those who are passing laws for climate change, run them out of the country. Really, they should not be in America. Those are selfish, don't care, no good people. It's about money. It's not about what's good for the country at all. It's about money and perceived power. And the people's homes are burning down. I even know some people who have been affected by the fire. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. To your phone calls and super chats.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. It's a horrible situation in Los Angeles right now, and it's no joke. It's bad. I even know someone whose home was burned down. They had to get to know them. I know them. And I got a call from Joel Frighton last night. Hey, Jesse, I might not make it to work tomorrow. We got to get out. We told to get out of our home right away. Because he's up in the area where the fire is burning. So Joel Friday might not be here today. He had to evacuate his home last night as well. He is fine. He just had to get out right away. Isn't that amazing? This fire is hitting close to home. It's really weird, too, when it's affecting people that you know. So Joel Friday is fine. It's just that he had to evacuate his home last night. He had to leave. And when they tell you to leave right now. Because fire, you just don't know. So I wish the people well. I really do. But the government we have, if you don't vote these people clear, all of them just out, and we replace them with new people, I don't know what else, what other type of notice you need. Well, the Democrat or Republican, I don't know what other type of notice you need. It's mind-blowing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Teresa out of Texas. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Teresa.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
I have a question. I was listening to a preacher, and he was saying that God is the only judge and the only punisher. And I was like, something don't sound right here. So is God a judge and punisher?
Well, I didn't hear the guy saying that, but I don't even know what he mean by that. That's just, number one, if he said what you said, he said, it's not even true, number one. But I don't even know what he mean by that.
Well, I mean, I've heard this statement before. Only God can judge me. And
God does not judge and God does not punish.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Amazing.
Okay.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy.
I was calling to check on you guys, make sure you're okay.
So far, thank God, everybody's doing fine. This staff is fine. Only Joel had to evacuate his home right now. And thank God he got out of there fine. Everything's fine, but all is well. Thank you for checking.
Oh, I was praying for you guys last night. I was looking you up. I'm like, how close are you guys to this fire?
Well, for sure, this is the first time since I've been in California that it has gotten as close as it has gotten to us, for sure. It's like, it's crazy to just look out and just see it.
I bet. I grew up in California. I'm from the more south, but I'm still close enough to I've never seen it this bad.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about you guys. I was looking you up because I know it's pretty close to you.
Yeah, it is.
But
actually, it's really
enough.
Close.
Yeah.
It really, really close.
Yeah. Oh, I was wishing you well last night. Like, oh, if Jesse doesn't come on in the morning, I know he's evacuating.
Yeah.
He has no choice.
Yeah. Thank God. So far, I didn't have to do it. And
yeah, it's
being
really
reported.
Weird.
It's being reported that so far they're not even able to contain the fire at all.
Yeah, I saw that. That's bad. That's really bad because there's LA is super crowded.
Right.
Oh my gosh, it's horrible.
But just think about this: you have an out of control fire just burning, and because we have no water and not enough firemen, all this DEI mess and a sorry government running our state is just bad. It's not good.
Kind of reminds me of the Hawaii fire a little bit. I was saying that last night. Like, it looks, I was kind of went to, I don't know when this fire exactly started, but it seemed like I went to bed on Monday night and I heard high winds were coming for you guys and chances of fire. And then I woke up and all of a sudden there's a fire all crazy. Like it was planned. Like they knew it was coming. Was it already burning?
I wonder who started this fire because, and then because we can't trust the media and we can't trust the government. I don't know if we will ever really, really, really know who started this fire or what started it. And a lot of people are taking guess, oh, it was a cigarette. Someone threw a cigarette out. Nobody know that, but they'll say it as though they think they know. But I'm just wondering, to me, and I'm not saying that it is, and I don't know that it is at all. It looked like a terrorist attack. That's how bad it is.
It does.
Yeah.
It looks like it was planned,
yeah,
for sure.
It does look that way, but
I have no idea. And just the fact that there were like high chances of fire when I went to bed, and then all of a sudden it's crazy fire. It's like they knew it was coming. Like they, so weird. So
well, I don't know if they knew it was coming or what, but it just I know it's bad.
It reminded me of the Hawaii fire a lot. Like all of a sudden everyone's running for their lives.
Yeah,
I remember trying to get out in time.
I remember that fire. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well,
There's a prophecy that came out on the 18th of December that said that California would have a crisis of Gavin Newsom's own making. And it sure the heck looks like that's about to come true.
It's amazing that I remember they had tried to recall Gavin Newsom at one point. It's amazing that this state is stuck with a no good governor like Gavin Newsom. And for some reason, we haven't been able to get him out of there. It's mind-blowing to me that this has happened. But this is what it is.
It sure looks like hopefully this will open people's eyes.
We'll see.
And help turn things around.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you, Brandon.
I wish you guys all well. I pray for you, and I love you guys. Just stay safe.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for checking in, too.
Yeah, no worries.
All right.
I hope to see you guys tomorrow, but if not, I understand.
No, we'll be here. We'll be fine.
Yeah, I hope everything changes. Thanks for the good now.
Thank you, Brandy.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Amazing. 888-775-3773. I'll take a note here. Amazing. Let me go to North Carolina and talk to our first-time caller, Mike. Mike, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Mike. North Carolina, you're on the air.
How you doing?
All is well.
I've been watching you for, about a year now. Putting into practice the silent prayer for a lot of...
Speak up a little bit and right into your phone, Mike.
Yeah, I've been watching you guys for about a year now. Practicing the silent prayer for all that time. But somehow I'm still struggling with this anger issue that I have, and it's affecting me mainly with my boss. We had this weird interaction with my boss, where sometimes I just want to quit the job. And it's gotten to a point where, it's becoming problematic, almost on a daily basis. And I wanted to get your input to see what I could do in order to kind of release that, because I feel like it has to do something with pain. And it used to be very bad a couple years ago. But ever since I started watching your show and practicing the silent prayer, I started to kind of become a little bit more calm. But being that I have to deal with my boss on a daily basis with this darkness going around, I feel like it makes it difficult for me to be able to kind of let that go. Because, I practice a silent prayer and I feel like peace, complete peace.
Yeah.
Right? And I can see how all that darkness kind of fades away completely when I do these silent prayers.
Yes.
And it works. It's worked for me. Because I watched countless of videos related to this anger problem.
Yeah.
And nothing worked. I would go to church and, the brothers would receive me with this brotherly love, but I could kind of tell that it was not authentic,
Yes.
So I kept jumping church to church to church to church until I found one of your videos, and then that's where I've been at. And that has pretty much helped me release, I would say, a good 75% of my issues that I had. Because I was so lost, I didn't know what to do. I was more pot, to find answers. Because I was like, this has to be a mental problem. So I was smoke pot to kind of elevate myself and see what was going on. But it didn't take that long before I figured out that only made the problem worse. So now I feel like I have let go of a lot of that anger, but it's still some there. I know my boss, he has the same problem. Because it's almost like he hate me, and I hate him. And every time we come across, it's like, don't look at me, stay in your lane. But I haven't got fired because there's another guy that's above him that he's known me for a long time. And he's the one that referred me to that job. And every time we have a problem, I go to that guy and telling me, look, I got this issue. Can I go? Can you switch me up to another supervisor? But because he's got a lot of, I'm a spectrum technician and I install internet. So I go to people's home, you know, install the internet. So there's like a contractor hierarchy.
But let me ask you this because of time. And don't mention the name of your company or anything like that. But what's happening with your boss? You arguing with him or what's happening?
I can't explain to you. It's almost like as soon as we're in front of, you know, like face to face, like this weird energy comes up. And in a form of anger, I feel like it's anger because I feel this.
But do you guys argue with each other, or you just look at each other, be angry?
No, we have gotten into arguments before. Very strange arguments where he's told me before that he to leave the job several times.
And so your question for me because of time is what?
What do you suggest me to do in order to let go of that anger?
To stop thinking about him.
Forgive my mom.
Stop thinking about the boss because the anger that you have has nothing to do with your boss at all. Okay. But you're believing the lies in your head. And that's why you're feeling the emotions of anger. But if you just let go of the thoughts, you'll be free of that too. And don't judge your boss. Don't think about him. He is not your problem. The thoughts are the problem, and you're just believing them. Stop believing them about your boss and just do your job. And if you have to report to him the report. But don't worry about how he reacts or what he says. That's on him. He's dealing with his own insane mind just as you are. So stop thinking about him and you'll be free from it. And just do your job.
Okay. So you don't suggest, like, try to leave the job, like, try to get away from someone like that?
Well, if you stop thinking about him so you can stop being believing the lie that the anger is coming from, because of him. Your anger is not because of your boss. I promise you that. It's because you're listening to thoughts about your boss. You're not understanding that whatever he has in his life, it's the same spirit that you have in your life. And if you had understanding, you would not be mad at your boss. But just stop thinking about it. Let it pass and do your job. And if you have to leave, you'll leave. If you want to stay, you'll stay. You shouldn't make that decision while you're angry, because if you do, you're just gonna run into the same situation somewhere else. Because the problem is inside of you, not on the outside of you at all.
Right. Okay.
That doesn't mean you're not gonna run into other angry people who are going to want to bring you problem, because people are evil and they're going to want to, some people are going to want to hurt you, but they cannot hurt you if you are free on the inside.
Right. And so, I try to forgive my mom, but I grew up mostly with my grandma, who's already passed away. So I don't know how would I approach forgiving my grandma.
By realizing that she couldn't help herself either, the same thoughts and emotions that you have been dealing with and overcoming are the same ones that she had. She couldn't help herself. And it's knowing now that she's dead, you'll be able to just forgive her.
Yeah, because she, man, she gave me a lot of whooping.
Yeah.
And brutal punishment.
Yeah. She was evil and she couldn't help herself.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your advice.
So here's what I recommend.
Thank you for all that you do. It really does help us a lot.
Right on. Here's what I recommend, Mike. When you see your boss again, whatever thoughts you get about him, let them pass.
Okay.
And don't try to look at him in a mean way. Don't try to prove anything. Just do your job and do not argue with the devil inside of your head or inside of other people. Don't argue. You'll be fine.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for your advice, Mr. Peterson.
I wish you well, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
All right. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first time call out of Huntington Beach, California. Ed.
Ed. Call will be recorded.
Hello.
Oh. I hung up. I thought you were gone, Ed. When you said hello, I was hanging up. Super chat. Super. You can't hear super. There you go. You're running the board today. Nick is out today. He's fine, but he's out today. Okay.
Glory, body. Glory.
Oh, turn the mic off.
Lori bought a coffee. Hey there, Jesse.
Hey, Lori.
I was going to call you about enduring physical pain, and lo and behold, you answered it with the wonderful Carlos call yesterday. His body has a terminal illness. I've been identifying with my physical pain, which is making it more hard, also known as harder, to endure and overcome. God is good. Thank you.
Right on. Amazing. Right on. Stay aware. You'll be fine. Really. Amazing. Thank you.
Right on, Lori.
Yeah, I wish you well.
Tony bought a coffee. The veil is strong. The hypnotist's song. What they tell you to believe and what they tell you to you will see. Fires. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. So poetic. Yo, mate, said yesterday on Twitch. Morning to JP and his staff. Love the low-key Twitch chat. Always nice and chill in here. A few chatters every now and then.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Tom bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse and crew. I heard something interesting about the Law of Moses, quote-unquote, recently. I always wondered why God gave the law and what was the purpose of it. And I think the reason for the law was to show us how flawed we are. So the purpose was to reveal ourselves. Have a good day, y'all.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Vincent gave a very generous 30 coffees.
Thank you, Vincent.
Happy New Year to Jesse and the crew. You guys are amazing.
Amazing. And thank you for your support. Amazing.
Eric says, hey, Jesse and gang again. I hear you stump betas by asking them, who are you? Yet I wonder, has anyone ever asked you that same question? Or have you ever answered that question to your listeners? So I ask, Jesse, who are you?
Nobody. Amazing. Nice. Thank you.
Tom bought a coffee. I realized now New Year's it was time to quit nicotine cold turkey. I have quit because I was strong about it. I was able to get my wife to quit too, despite her trying to sabotage us every step of the way. Due to this silent prayer and staying away from thoughts, I can honestly say I've not had one craving. Isn't that unbelievable?
Amazing. It is.
That's thank cool,
you.
Man.
I got to take a break. Thank you. We'll finish this when we come back. Two more hours to go. 888-7753. A quick break. The hate news is coming up. Not the fake news, but the hate news. Back in a moment. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
Can I hear me? Oh, there we go. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, January 9th, A.D. 2025. The lines are full, guys. GLP will be right back. But first, fake news on fake news. A whole lot of mess. L.A. wildfires. One good thing. Hollywood productions halted. I don't know if that's good. Jimmy Carter's funeral is today. And here in L.A., we've already moved on. Sorry, Jimmy Carter, but fortunately he's gone. He's dead, so he doesn't care that we've moved on. Trump on presidential immunity. We'll see what happens. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports at least five people have died as several major fires in Los Angeles County and over in Riverside area, too. Remain mostly uncontained, these fires. The seaside neighborhood of the beautiful Pacific Palisades has been devastated, with many residents and reporters describing the area as apocalyptic and a ghost town. Officials say the Palisades fire has exploded to more than 17,200 acres with zero containment. It's destroyed at least 1,000 structures, making it the most destructive ever in Los Angeles County. In 2025, you know? The other massive blaze, the Eaton Fire, started around Eaton Canyon, or in there, overtaking homes across Altadena. Beautiful Altadena. Up in the hills just north of, like, Pasadena, I think. Or northwest, I guess. And has ballooned to more than 10,000 acres. With wind speeds are easing. It's not quite so windy anymore. Crews are saying air tanker planes will be better able to drop water and fire retardants. Nice. That's a good kind of retardation. Well, anyway, today to contain, hopefully, the fires and protect property. Many people have lost their homes. What a mess. Former President Jimmy Carter, the late, I don't want to say that great. I don't think he was that great. But anyway, Jimmy Carter will be honored today, so-called, in Washington, D.C., the swamp itself, at his official state funeral. Will Trump be there? I wonder. Jimmy Carter was the 39th president of the United States. He died at the age of 100, at the tender age of 100. Not too bad of a lifespan. I don't know the quality of the life that he lived. On December 29th, he died, just before 2025. Crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, declared January 9th a national day of mourning in an executive order. He's expected to deliver a eulogy. Won't that be perhaps mildly entertaining? President-elect, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, told reporters he plans to attend the service. Nice. Many businesses will be operating as usual, but the U.S. Postal Service will suspend regular operations, so the mailman or mail lady gets a day off, a female mailman. All federal departments and agencies will also be closed. As for the stock market, the New York Stock Exchange will not trade, and the NASDAQ will close all of its equities and options markets. Thanks a lot, Jimmy Carter, or Joe Biden. What a mess, but that's okay. Shout out. Donald J. Trump yesterday, urged the so-called Supreme Court to pause his sentencing in the hush money case set for Friday. Highly unusual request that relies in part on the court's decision last year to grant him broad immunity from criminal prosecution. Trump was convicted in May of falsifying business records over payments, supposedly to his then lawyer, the rat, Michael Cohen, to reimburse a $130,000 extortion payment. I call it extortion. They call it hush money payment, made to a dirty video woman to keep her from speaking out about some so-called alleged affair before the way back from 2005, before the 2016 election. Who knows? Trump has denied the affair. Trump's request to the so-called Supreme Court is unusual because, oh, what a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Nobody cares about that.
Somewhere in the world today, to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
All right, hold on.
You turn James' mic off here?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. So Bill, my engineer, is running the board today, so that's why things are kind of not running well. He hasn't done it in so long, he forgot. The teacher has forgotten. So be patient. Nick is out today. He should be back tomorrow. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? That is the biblical question. You can, whatever you're doing, you still can listen to the show by your phone or iPad. You can podcast all the shows later, but you can listen to the show while you're doing whatever it is you're doing anywhere around the world. We are heard around the world by everybody, and they mama if you're black, everybody and their mama if you're white. So you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday, it is Bible Thumper Thursday. Amazing. So, as I said, the engineer today is not the guy that normally runs the board. He's the one that taught the engineers how to run, but he hasn't done it so long, so he's trying to figure it all out. Billy. So, oh, Lord, I'll do the opening. Oh, Lord, why George, Lord? Why George? Why George, Lord? A Bible person for Trump is a Bible thumper. Whatever they say. Amazing. And now that's the opening. While Bill is looking for the open. But anyway, I want to just give you this, and then I'll get back to your call. This is so important. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. If you can do this, and you can. It's not if you can do this, if you would do this. What I'm about to read for you. It's so true, and it's so real. It blows my mind. This is from John 14:27. And it's not enough just to read it. You can be it. You can do it. You can live this way. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. Peace I leave with you. What's this there, Derek? Oh, that's for Bill? Oh. Peace I leave. Yeah, you think Bill going to read that? Bill can't figure out that board over there, boy. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world give, do I give to you. Let your hearts, let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. I want you to think about that. Christ came and he brought you peace. He gave you peace. And he doesn't give it to you the way the world. The world will give you peace and then take it away. As soon as they get mad at you, or as soon as they are jealous or revengeful, they take their peace away from you, right? Your mama take her peace away from you as soon as you don't agree with her. As soon as you say, Mama, I'm sorry for resenting you, she take all her peace away from you. But Christ came and brought you peace, and he doesn't take it away from you. He give it to you. And if you believe in Christ or believe in God, there is no way that you cannot have peace. If you don't have peace, it's only because you don't believe in God. Whether you read the Bible or not, you don't believe in God. And that's why you don't have peace. And then what you do is you go out and look for people who don't have peace. And they're like, oh, you can't have peace. You're just a human being. You can't have peace on this earth. You have to wait. And you find someone to validate you not having peace, or you stay miserable because you're talking to another miserable person. It's like going to ask a cook, how do you build a house? You're asking one angry person, how can you be at peace? And that angry person not going to tell you because they have no peace, so they're going to tell you you can't have it. You can have peace right here on earth. Really. There's no reason at all, except that you don't want it, that you should be angry or afraid or lonely or suicidal or depressed or jealous, envious, strife, revengeful. There's no reason for you to be that way except that that's how you want to be. You want to be that way. And that's why you're that way. You love your hell. You love your misery. And that's why you are miserable. And you love it because it makes you feel like a victim. And human beings love to feel like victims. They love to feel like victims. Isn't that amazing? So, but you can have peace right here, right here. You don't have to wait till you die. The only death you need to do is the ego death anyway, the false self death. You're not your body, you're not your mind. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. You're not your thoughts. You're none of the things that you call yourself. Really. But you can have peace. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. Not as the world give, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let them be afraid. You have a troubled heart. And the only reason you have a troubled heart is because you won't drop the anger. You won't forgive, so your heart is wicked. Your heart is evil. Isn't that amazing? It's up to you. Stay in your hell or overcome your hell. Stay in your hell or overcome your hell. You don't have to put up with hell inside of you or inside of other people. You have no obligation, no responsibility to let someone else impose their hell on you. If you're doing that, it's because you want it that way, so that you can complain about it, so you can feel sorry for yourself, so you can tell everybody how miserable you are, how mean the people are to you. You're responsible for you. And your hell is inside of you. It's not outside of you. Think about that. Your misery, your hell is in your mind. It's not even real, number one. It's an illusion, but it's in you. You read the Bible. You claim that Jesus is God. You claim that you're the first Jews on the earth, the black Jews, too. You claim this and claim that, and yet you're miserable. It's doing you no good. If what you believe is true, why don't you have peace? Why is it that your life is not working for you if what you believe is true? Think about it. Smoke on it. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. So for those who are concerned about us, we appreciate it. The fire so far, only Joel had to evacuate his home last night. So he's fine. He's out of the fire away. He's not in today as a result of that. The Anchorman is out, not because of a fire, though. He has to take care of something else. And everybody else is here. All right. The engineer today is sitting in for the anchor baby, Bill. He's like the real engineer, but Nick is this. What do you call Nick kind of engineer thing?
The apprentice.
What? The board app. Yeah, engineer, the board engineer. So Billy is relearning, remembering how to run the board. So if things don't go smoothly just because he is remembering how to turn the mics off or run the commercial or make the sound bite or whatever. All right? Amazing. So all is well. Let me go to first time call out of Florida, Jack. Jack, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Jack.
So first thing first, I just want to thank you so much for starting this 2025 revival off right and leading us into that. There was some drama a few days ago on your show, and I guess I relate to that a little bit with all those people calling in. I've hurt a lot of my past friendships and relationships, and I guess it feels like no matter how much I apologize to people, how much I repent to God about what I've done, it feels like those people that I apologize to, it's just too little, too late, too sorry, and they just don't want to have anything to do with me, even though I'm trying my hardest to right wrongs and just make things right. What's your advice on that?
Number one, once you apologize, you be done with that. You can't make anyone accept your apology. You just admit you were wrong. Hey, I was wrong. I'm sorry. That's all you need to do, and you move on, because the more you try to apologize, because human beings are evil, the nature of human beings are evil, and so the more you try to apologize, they're going to see it as an opportunity to try to control you by not accepting it or making you beg more or whatever. So just apologize and move on. Wish them well and move on, be done with them, and then just don't be angry. Don't be angry at them, and don't be angry at yourself, and you'll be fine. But human beings do not forgive. That's why God said you apologize. If you offend someone, you apologize for what you've done. Hey, I was wrong. I'm sorry. And then don't expect them to accept your apology or not to accept your apology. It's God who will forgive you as you forgive others.
That's right. I agree. I think my prayer for everyone around the world is something that everyone can use. It's just strength and peace always, right?
Yeah, you wish people well, even your enemy. Don't be angry.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me try Ed. Ed, again, out of Huntington Beach, California. Ed,
Jesse,
welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What an honor to speak to you right now. I am a big fan of you. I watch a lot of your clips, and I know you have the same sense of humor as me, and I agree with many things you say, but some things I don't agree with, but that's how people are.
Yeah.
Couple things, but if you let me, could I ask you questions like you ask questions in your interviews to you?
Well, I don't have a lot of time for that because the board is so busy, yeah.
Okay, then God's a man?
I'm sorry?
God is a man?
Did you ask me if God
is a man?
No, he's not.
Why do you say he then all the time? He.
Because he's of the masculine spirit, but he
he's
is
a masculine spirit.
Right. But
is he white masculine or black masculine?
He Jewish masculine.
Okay. What color is that? Like olive, a little bit of olive in there?
Well, you know, that I found out recently that the Jews kind of come in all different colors. Because
okay, so he it is a he though, right?
Yes,
it can't be a woman.
No,
it can't be just a spirit of energy.
It is a spirit. He's neither male nor female.
Uh huh. Okay, and you're gonna see him when we all pass away, God forbid, and I hope you live long.
Thank you,
buddy. You're gonna see him. Right? You're going to see him?
You can see him now if you wanted to. You don't have to wait until you die.
Did you ever see him?
I see him every day.
You do? In what way?
And you can see him, too. If you stay away.
I have my own. I'm very centered, spiritually centered. But
okay. If you stay away from the darkness, you will
be. What darkness? Like the Darth Vader? Like the darkness of the Darth Vader?
No, not that. But listen, I got to run. I can't play that much because I got so many calls. But thank you for your call, and I appreciate your support.
Okay, Jesse. All right.
All right, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Right now. 888-775-3773. Justin out of Michigan. Justin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, what's up, man?
Hey, Justin.
Hey, what about Billy taught me how to run the board, man?
Happy New Year. What?
Billy taught me how to run the board.
I know. We need you here today.
Man, rough out there.
Man,
it really don't help. You guys got a governor, man, who's I wouldn't trust to be the president of the Girl Scout.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that the voters in California keep voting for Newsom.
I don't think they voted for him really, but
they love their misery, they love their pain.
Yeah, ran the state into debt. So in order to have to get some money, he has to have these fires happen. So he declared a state of emergency to have all these state funds come in. But that's besides the point. Then you got the your DEI hires.
Yeah. He's talking about he's going to work against Trump to try to get the illegals out of the country, out of the state. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, he's trying to keep them in the state, though, ain't he?
Yeah, yeah. So we have a governor that these people voted in, and he against his own voters.
Yeah, not only has he failed to store water for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You guys had the record rainfall this past year.
Yeah, so, as Jesse Waters said, we've had more water than any time, and yet we have no water.
Then you got a DEI hire as your fire chief, right? That I wouldn't trust to blow out a candle. Probably couldn't even blow out a candle.
And a mayor of DEI as well.
Right. Isn't that something?
What a mess.
It's such a mess.
Yeah, it is, man.
But yeah, I was listening, waiting on hold. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, huh?
Yes, sir.
And you're asking if living from the spirit or the mind, right?
The biblical question, are you living right. from your mind or from your spirit?
Well, for one, right, we're triune beings. So we are, our flesh is our mind, will, and emotions, right? Or our soul is our mind, will, and emotions. So we can't live from our mind.
So
we got to live from the spirit.
So you're living from your mind?
No, I'm living from my spirit.
You live from
my
spirit.
My soul is my mind, will, and emotions. That'd be me living from my soul if I live from my mind, right?
And how do you know? I can't respond to the biblical question until Sunday, but how do you know you're living from your spirit?
Well, it says right here. It says in the Word that, you know, if you're of the spirit, you must walk in the spirit, and we're supposed to imitate Jesus as we walk out our faith. And
so how do you
that's
know
how
you
can't perfect peace by, you know,
because,
with
because
him,
of time
with them, because his presence being still
Jesse,
known, he is God.
Jesse, how do you know you're living from your spirit?
Because I'm not living in the flesh.
Meaning what?
I'm living in my spirit because I'm able to commune with my Heavenly Father by spending time in his presence.
Okay. Amazing.
And not of the worldly ways, you know what I'm saying?
Nice. Well, I appreciate you. I got to run, but I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents on Sunday, but it's good to hear from you, man.
Hey, I'm just glad all is well. I'm glad to see you at work today. The house is all well.
Obviously
well, so that's good, man.
Yeah, it's all well. It's funny. It's interesting. We're like down in the valley, but we can look over and see the fire all around us. It's crazy. It's like a...
Well, be safe out there, man.
I will, Justin. Thank you. Say hello to Amy for me.
God bless.
All right.
I will.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
888-775-3773. Super chat. Super chat. Nice. Turn his mic on, Bill.
Ian bought 5 coffees. Staying present and being aware is a journey on a road worth taking. Things are improved with myself and my mother. Being able to make my point and not impose anything is very powerful. I'm so completely thankful and appreciative to hear your message. It's becoming easier and more fun, also known as funner, to practice every day. Thank you, Ian. That's cool.
Stay with it. And one thing I want to add to that and encourage, because of what Ian just said there, stop arguing with people. Really, don't argue with people. Don't be mad at them. Don't be angry, and don't argue with them. Anger separates you from the light. It separates you from God. It really does. Right away, the moment you become angry, you're in darkness. And then when you're arguing with people, you're arguing with the devil. And the devil loves arguing. He loves making you mad. Either in your own mind, by way of your mind, or by way of other people, through other people. Lay your weapon down. The world telling you to fight. God telling you to be still. Don't fight. He'll fight your battle for you. Isn't that amazing? The way you've been taught to live has been totally wrong. Lay down all your little stupid values and morality and all that mess. It ain't working. It's not working. Amazing. Thank you, Ian.
Tony bought a coffee. Drones and UFOs in New Jersey. 5 wildfires in L.A. Subway lady set on fire. New York City. Jimmy Carter dies, man pushed onto subway train, New York City. Trudeau resigns, and it's only January 9th. What a mess.
Hell on earth. Wow, that's a nice layout, Tony.
Exciting times.
Well, Tony, right?
Yeah.
That was like major layout. And you're right, it's only January. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Some Rumble rants.
Are they still having those drones? I don't hear about the drones anymore.
That's just because they've been overtaken by the fires. But I think that we do still have, I don't know. I don't know. I was talking. I was just guessing.
Bill, they still have the drones? You don't know? Okay. Amazing. Thank you.
Some Rumble rants. Piece in the puzzle says, Bible thumping JLP. If a woman is the pure source of evil, why then is the devil not a woman? Emoji.
He is. The evil is of the feminine spirit and good is of the masculine spirit. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Celestial Lord with a very generous Rumble rant. Biblical question.
Are you living from your mind or from your spirit?
I am aware that I am living from my mind. If I live out of my spirit, I would have perfect peace and everything will be right, and I would do right all the time, says Celestial Lord with a generous donation. Rumble rant.
Thank you for your support. Thank you. And very interesting response to the biblical question. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
John bought a coffee. I think it has to take some courage to live in California, some guts to live in L.A., and pure insanity to do what you guys do at Bond.
You might be on to something here. Thank you. You may be on to something. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Easier done than said gave a generous 9 coffees. I wanted to call in, but work early and deliver, so I'm driving. Would have to put you on speaker. I know that's a big no-no, so sorry for the long message. Drop in resentment, forgiving, and apologizing. Tie it in with God revealing yourself to you when you ask. God showed me how evil made me judge my siblings in my mind and hate and resent them. I always called them bullies. I'm the oldest, by the way. My mom would punish me for things like fighting with them when they started fights with me. As adults, the evil inside me judged all their actions, etc. What I was doing was no better. If you're black, not any better. If you're white, no mejor. If you're brown.
That's right.
When this was revealed to me, I wept. When I dropped it and apologized, I was free.
Yeah. Amazing.
Thanks,
and
man.
I understand what the law message there says. You're a truck driver and you're driving. I understand. So right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
John with 5 coffees.
Thank you, John.
Saying to California. I think it might be a guest tip or something, but he names a popular figure. Thank you, sir. I will pass that along
right on
to the producers.
Thank you.
In case it's a tip.
Yeah.
Cesar, 2 coffees. Happy New Year, Jesse. Seen a billboard this morning. It said, ever argued with a woman? It was for a law firm run by some lady who looked so mean in the picture because she was trying to look serious. What the? Laughing face with tears.
What a mess. Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Another 5 coffees from John, this same John. I believe that Satan is burning down California, not God, because God permits Satan's will to test the Christians. I do not believe God wants or needs to punish anyone.
We're definitely not from God. I was talking to someone last night or yesterday. They were saying, oh, God has a way of doing it. I'm like, this is not from God. God does not set you on fire. What a mess. Thank you, though. Yeah, right.
Kid Combo 1 with a diamond. California mayor watching fires from Africa. DEI hire?
Yep. DEI, if you ever seen a DEI mayor, we have one in L.A. That's for sure. What a mess. Thank you.
Old Saucy says, you will keep in perfect peace the steadfast of mind because he trusts in you. Isaiah 26:3.
Thank you. Bob, a thump of Thursday. I appreciate it.
Rum Boost Bot rated the stream on Rumble. Thank you, man. And we'll have to read the rest after this.
Yeah, let's take a break. A quick break back in a moment. Thank you all. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this.
I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement. The Haik Report is coming up. TheHaikReport.com at 9 a.m. this morning, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And I don't think we have a Joel today. He's texting me right now. Let me check. Let's see here. Okay, he was texting me. Let him know that, you know, he's fine. His area did not burn down. But no Joel Friday today, I don't believe. He's out because he had to evacuate his home last night. But he's fine. He's doing well. And the home is still standing. It's still standing. So no Joel Friday today and no American Anchor Baby. No American Anchor Baby today. We have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv coming up for you on Friday, tomorrow. Bill, get it ready. And I had a discussion with Stephanie Chung. And Stephanie is a corporate leadership, quote unquote, expert and author and an author. Her book is called Ally Leadership, How to Lead People Who Are Not Like You. Do you have it ready, Bill?
No.
Oh, you don't have it? Okay, let me know. We'll come back to it. Bill is trying to figure it all out. Be patient. But we do have a brand new episode of The Fall of State coming up tomorrow, Friday at 12 noon Pacific time. Let me go to Jason out of Buffalo, New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? I got a question for you.
Okay.
Were the Jews happy after Jesus? Were they like at peace after Jesus had died?
I don't know.
So how is everybody else supposed to be at peace if like the people that he was coming to save for their sins were not at peace?
Speak up a little bit.
Like how is he supposed to be everybody else supposed to be at peace about their sins and stuff like that, but when the Jews were not at peace and like the Jews were still ran by the Romans after Jesus had died?
I don't. So you asked me if the Jews were at peace once Christ died, right? And I said I don't know. And then are you saying they were or were not at peace?
I'm saying they were not at peace.
And how do you know?
Because they were still being controlled by the Romans, and they didn't want the Romans to be there. It was the whole thing for the Messiah, for Jesus to come and get the Romans.
But how do you know they were not at peace?
Because people still got put to the cross after that.
So if you already knew that they were at peace, why did you ask me?
Because you're saying everybody should be at peace once they find God and all that stuff. But the people that that he came to save were not at peace. So how is everybody just supposed to find peace like that just after that? You don't think finding peace is working on yourself?
How do
and
you,
not just like, what?
How do you know that they were not at peace?
Because they were still under control. They fought another war against the Romans. Would you fight a war against somebody if you were at peace with them? If you were at peace with yourself, would you be fighting a war?
Yeah, you can fight in a war and have perfect peace because there is a time. There is a time to defend yourself. And how do you know they were not at peace?
Because, like, oh, if they was at peace, then they wouldn't have went to war. Because, like, Rome was controlling them for, like, 70 years after Jesus died. And Rome was, like, they were still under control by Rome for 70 years. And if they had perfect peace, meaning not changing, interchangeable, perfect is the same all the way through. Like, the 72 dolphins were perfect. You cannot give them a law.
Jason, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Nah, you don't want to know what I'm talking about. You got
I'm listening to try to understand what you're saying, and I'm trying to still figure out how do you know they were not at peace. And you're saying because they were at war, that's not proof that they were not at peace, though.
That's not true
that they didn't have peace. I mean, that's not proof that they did not have peace.
Okay, let me go at it this way. All right, Rome was occupying the Jews. Occupying, that means, like, the Jews had to go through Rome to do everything. The Jews were not an independent state. Is that being at peace when you being controlled? Go ahead. Wait.
I got to run. Thank you for your call.
You can't answer the question.
This is a waste of time. Thank you, buddy. I have no idea what you're talking about. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Texas. Ozeldo, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Peterson?
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you? First time caller.
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I had an answer for that biblical question.
Are you living from your mind or from your spirit?
I'm living from my mind right now because I don't know how to live from my spirit.
I believe. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
And how do you speak up a little bit for me and come a little closer to your phone? How do you know you're living from your mind?
Because of my thoughts and how I feel when I think about things that I shouldn't be thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why don't you stop living from your thoughts?
I just don't know how. I don't know how to do that. I tried forgiving my mother and my father, but my mother died 2 years ago. But I think I forgave them all. I think I did. I don't have any resentment towards her and my father. I didn't know him either, but he was an alcoholic. But it wasn't his fault. We were all broken. So.
Yeah, speak up a little bit. But, speak your phone. And did you go to your father and forgave him?
No, he also died when I was younger.
Oh, I see.
I was just brought up, yeah.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I do the silent prayer. I do my regular prayers, and then I wait, and then I sit there, and I try to ease my mind and not think and just sit there. I do it for a couple minutes, and then I go to sleep. But also, I have a question, too. Because when I go to sleep, I also have really bad sexual dreams. Is that from the devil trying to?
Yeah, when you sleep,
when I'm vulnerable.
Yeah, when you sleep and you're unconscious, and that's why you're doing it. And in the same way that when you're awake and moving around, you're still unconscious, and you have not overcome. It sounds like you're not overcome the anger. Here's what I recommend you doing, and I can't respond to the biblical question, but here's what I recommend you start doing. I encourage you to do the silent prayer and then watch the thoughts. Don't call them you. Just watch them. Don't run away from them. Don't deny them, meaning don't try to push them away or anything. You live with them, but don't call them you, and they will be taken away from you.
Even if they're bad and evil thoughts?
Absolutely, because all thoughts are bad and evil thoughts. No such thing as a good thought.
Okay.
And so don't call them you. Just watch them. Don't fight with them. Do nothing but watch them. And they'll be taken away from you, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, man. Oh, let me ask.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Do you spell your name with a V as in Victor or a Z?
Z as in Victor.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, buddy. You listen, just watch those thoughts, but don't call them you.
Yes, sir.
Because they are not you. You're not your thought. You don't create thoughts, and they are not from God. So don't call them you so you can stop identifying with them, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Peterson.
You're welcome, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first time call out of Virginia, Austin. Austin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse? How you doing?
All is well.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. I've been doing the silent prayer. I forgave my mother and father, and it's really, really amazing. I have like a lot of peace. And I'm very, very thankful for it all. Right now, I feel like I'm feeling a lot. And usually there's, like, peace. And right now I'm feeling a lot and I'm thinking a lot. And I know it's not me, but, you know, the more I release it, it's just a thing of endurance. So I know that, you know, I go to Christ in those moments, and nothing that I'm given is too great for me to endure. But I'm wondering, like, if you have any experience in these sorts of things, and if there's any wisdom you might be able to offer me.
So you say you're having feelings and thoughts right now?
Not like right now, this instant, but
right.
Throughout the day, it's like waves, you know?
Right. Okay. Well, all you're doing is going in and out of consciousness. You are forgetting to be present. So when that happens, just realize, wow, I went back into my head again. And then just become aware of your body or something that's in the present, and you'll be fine. And if you have to do that 1,000 times a day, you make sure you do it, and you will get to a point where all thoughts will disappear. They will be taken away from you. Did he hang up?
He disconnected.
Oh, he disconnected? Oh, your call dropped for whatever reason. But just watch those thoughts. If you go in and out, just let them drop. You'll be fine. All right? Don't call them you. Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Hello. Nice.
Okay.
Pastor Chatelet gave a rumble rant. Uncle Jesse, can you tell us about the good old days before the lesbians and homosexuals and social justice warriors started Black Lives Matter, the radical agitative organization?
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I remember the good old days. I was there when we were taught to love one another, not to hate one another, to pray for one another. It's a spiritual battle. But men were in charge then, in control. Have you noticed, Pastor Chatelet, that everywhere you look nowadays, women are in control? It ain't going to get no better. It's going to only get worse because women were not created to lead. They were created to follow, and they can only lead us right down into hell. What a mess. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet, over in the Rumble crew.
Right on.
Jason Lee Peterson on Rumble. Mac O'Leary, three coffees. Hey, Jesse, JLP, it's very interesting to see Trump having a long conversation with the fallen Messiah at this funeral right now. Jimmy Carter is having his funeral right now.
Oh, right now?
Yeah, apparently Mac O'Leary is watching both, apparently. Have the anchor, baby, get some clips for you guys to look at. Amazing. Sup, Haik?
So Trump is speaking at Jimmy Carter.
Well, he and Obama are having a long conversation, he says.
Oh, okay.
probably can't hear the substance of what it is.
Amazing. Okay, I'll catch it on the local news. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Terry bought a coffee. Answer to the biblical question.
Are you living from your mind or from your spirit?
I'm living from my spirit, Jesse. The mind ain't got no life in it.
Amazing.
Indeed.
I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you. Thank you.
Greenwall over on DLive says, monkey emoji, I noticed the Bible says Isaac meditated, not prayed, in the field in the evening, Genesis 24:63. Isaac was one of the people God actually liked. He didn't like the Israelites. He was just fulfilling his promise to Isaac, etc., the Bible says.
Amazing. Be still and know, that's for sure.
Nice. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Nikki, biblical question answer.
Let me know, Derek, if Austin call back because his phone dropped. Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Who is this?
Nikki.
Nikki, are you living from your mind or from your spirit?
From spirit, says Nikki. I took a moment to be present, and this moment hasn't passed. I've been really enjoying this absence of mind, and I'm staying vigilant because I'm in disbelief. Have an amazing day, says Nikki.
Right on. Thank you for responding to the biblical question, Nikki, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Amazing.
The wall is going up, bought a coffee.
Oh, the wall going up.
I finished watching every video from Get a Job, and now I'm watching Jesse live for the first time. Ain't that something? Amazing.
Amazing. Get a Job is amazing. Really, he does amazing work. Thank you, Get a Job, and thank you. Who is that?
That is, sorry about that. I went away from it. The wall is going up.
Thank you, the wall going up. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you.
So for those who are just tuning in, we have a short staff today. So my engineer is operating the board for the audio engineer, the Anchor Baby. And so he's forgot how to, even though he trained others, he forgot how to do it himself. So things are not going really smooth over there because he's trying to figure it all out. Joel Friday is out today because he had to evacuate his home last night. They were like, get out, get out, get out now. But he's fine. And he just texted me this morning again. And he said his house is fine. It's not burned down so far. It's not burned down. So all is well with him. And so our staff is a little short today. All right. Amazing. So thanks for your patience. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your patience. Thank you for your super chat, too. Let me go back to the business phone. It is no, don't drop Austin. Where's yeah, let me know if Austin call back. Yeah, his phone dropped. So if he call back, let me know. I have a soundbite that I want to give to you, but I'll give it to you in the next hour coming up. This hour, I can't believe. Wow, it's hard to believe this hour is like almost just gone. Go. Let me go to Gabriella. Gabrielle. Oh, Gabrielle, out of North Carolina. Gabrielle, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Uncle Jesse. How are you today?
All is well. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Thank you.
I was just calling today to tell you, for one, I really appreciate your efforts and everything you're doing. You've changed my life in a major way. I've probably been listening to you now for about 2 years. And the silent prayer, for one, has been pivotal. It's actually allowed me to learn to be still, no matter what's going on, and just know God. Although I have to be honest, I sometimes don't do it, but I'm aware that the reason I'm not doing it, and it's just the enemy. And I'm also learning to bring all of my thoughts into captivity. I don't know how I'm doing that. I just know that I'm doing
it. Nice.
And I just want to make people aware that you should just keep going. Don't stop the silent prayer. Just continue to do it. It is it's really life changing. I don't have the words to describe to you what it has done for my life. I mean, I was an angry Black woman, single. I'm still single, no longer angry. I was a single mother out of spite to my child's father. And I just realized that I should just release that. And I made that change, and I allowed my daughter to go back with her father, which was the best thing I could do.
Right,
because
on.
Now I can focus on me and realize that I didn't personally choose to have the father, the devil be my father,
right.
But I've accepted it, and I'm aware that my ways are extremely wicked. In order to get away from that, I have to be still, and I have to know God, and I have to thank you so much for enlightening me and opening this door for me to change my life. So, well, for not me, because there's no me. But allowing God to change my life, because I do realize that of me, I know nothing and I can do nothing.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
Thank you so much.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It only get clearer and clearer and clearer. You haven't seen anything yet. That's amazing.
I'm enjoying the process, just watching all the thoughts. It's just like a trip. It's a trip on its own.
Right on.
But, yeah.
Amazing.
So thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you.
And good to hear from you.
You too.
All right now. Amazing. So you just saw James up there for no reason because the engineer didn't know for sure how to get him off the screen. He gone now, right?
Yeah.
What the? And plus the engineer is old. Bill is old. Not that old, but old. What a mess. Let me go to Juan out of Washington State. Juan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Happy New Year, Juan.
Happy New Year to you, Jesse, and to all the guys around there.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing.
Yeah. So I'm calling today because I wanted to answer the biblical question, and I also wanted to share something with you.
Are you living from your mind or from your spirit?
So I thought I was living from the spirit, but I realized that I'm still living from my mind. I had a legal issue, right, to where I had to go to court and do a bunch of stuff, right? And during this process, I thought about calling you many times to get
Juan,
advice or...
Juan, can you hold on? Let me take a break.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we're at the top of this hour. One more hour to go. The hate news is coming. Not the fake news, but the hate news. I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hey, he found it. Nice. Bass Bill. It is Thursday, Bible Thumper Thursday, January 9th, 2024, 2025, I'm sorry, A.D. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. And call back every so often, Austin, just in case you can get in. But first, hake news, not fake news. You can even call in during hake news in case a caller drops off during this break. But hopefully they don't, because JLP hopes to get to all of your calls. Commie Nonsense Network. Oh, you know what? There's stuff going on in the world, such as it's winter virus season. Stay healthy, people. Getting sick is banned in one town in Italy, based because they have limited healthcare or whatever resources, communist buzzword. But it's good not to get sick in the first place. Another $500 million for Ukraine by crooked Joe Biden out of over $65 billion in quote-unquote aid since 2022. Help is hurting them, I think. And a 14-year-old showed up with a gun at school, and he's catching anti-Second Amendment charges. Terrible. What type of world do we live in where a 14-year-old can't bring a gun to school? Not that he needs it there, but, well, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, winter virus season, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN says, cases of respiratory illness, COVID-19, China virus, and seasonal flu increasing in most parts of the United States per the CDC. Emergency room visits for the flu and respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, very high. While the China virus cases are leading to emergency room visits, they're still low. It's really low incidence of them going to emergency room for the China virus. They are increasing, though, with wastewater testing already revealing high coronavirus levels. Coronavirus includes the common cold, by the way. Several other infectious illnesses also making the rounds, too, at least a few, including the viruses that are causing the common cold and bacteria that leads to strep throat. Ooh, don't want strep throat. Health experts recommend that individuals at higher risk for developing severe disease from the China virus and influenza should get tested as soon as their symptoms start so they can begin prompt antiviral treatment. Catch some sunshine, get some fresh air, drink your water, wash your hands a lot, eat healthfully, sleep early. Nice, nice, nice. $500 million is the estimated value of the final aid package that the evil, crooked Joe Biden administration, actually his administration is worse than him, in my opinion, maybe, will send to the Ukraine. It comes as the Black on the Inside White House prepares to announce another round of sanctions on Russia, expected at the end of this week. The Biden administration has given more than $65 billion, billion with a B, in aid to the Ukraine since the war began in February 2022. That's almost 3 years now, right? And today's quote, getting sick is prohibited. That's a quote from the mayor of a small town in southern Italy, issuing a proclamation that bans residents from falling ill. Do not get ill. Don't get sick. About 1,300 people in Belcastro have been, quote, ordered to avoid contracting any illness that requires medical assistance due to the town's inadequate access, communist buzzword, to health care. Wow. So be careful. That's good advice in general, honestly. It's a good rule, I think. Although when you're told not to do something, you may get tempted to do it. Once again, guys, no Joelle Friday TV today, I don't believe, unless he shows up in the middle of the day in time for his show. But I don't think so, but I don't know. The Hake Report will be live right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and no American Anchor Baby today. Okay, he's out, got to take care of some business. And Joelle Friday as well, taking care of business. They're doing fine. But catch the Hake right after JLP. And now back to Hour 3, JLP.
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. Let me put out a shout out to Austin. And I think you're from North Carolina. Austin, call back. Your phone dropped. And apparently you called again, and my engineer was, my producer out there was telling me that he said you can call back tomorrow, but you can call back now. The lines are full right now, Austin, but try to get in today. I don't know. Your phone got messed up there, all right? From North Carolina. I believe you're from North Carolina. You can call back today, Austin, if you want. You can get involved, folks, by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, the biblical question. Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Amazing question. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to BuyMeOnCoffee.com/JLPTalk. BuyMeOnCoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App, all right? And if you're running around, whatever it is you're doing, taking the kids to the public schools because you don't love them and you don't want to stay at home and teach them, raise them, or you are jealous of your husband because he works, you want to go out and work, so you get a false sense of ego fulfillment, and you don't care about the children, or you're just fishing, or you're hanging out, or whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, but you can be listening live anywhere in the world, in the whole wide world. And to the flat earthers, anywhere in the whole flat world. By calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. I'm laughing at my building, my engineer today, because he's operating the board and he can't figure all this stuff out. He's having a rough time over there. So be patient with Bill today. He's sitting in for the anchor baby. On the board there. There's a lot. If you haven't done it in a while, you forget how to run the board. So it is Thursday. And the last hour of the show today. And Thursday is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord! You forget to have it ready. The opening. Thursday, right? What? Bible, yeah, Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Look at, turn around, look at these people. What from the Lord? I got what I wanted from the Lord. I'm going to Washington. Oh yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in tongues, but God said it. I want it.
Oh, Lord. He's drunk as a bastard. Amazing. I want to go back to Juan out of Washington State. I had to put Juan on hold there due to the break. Juan, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
As I was telling you, I put myself in a legal situation to where I had to go to court.
Yes.
And I had to wait for like a month for my court date. And that whole month, I was like watching my thoughts telling me, oh, call Jesse, ask for advice, and you know, and just filled with thoughts. And for the whole month, I was just like, nah, I'm just going to wait and see what's going to happen. I'm not going to make any assumptions. I'm not going to, you know, get any ideas of what's going to happen. I'm just going to wait and see. And for the whole month, I could see the thoughts just coming in. Oh, you're going to go to jail. You're going to do this. You're going to have to pay a bunch of money.
Yeah.
You got to get a lawyer. And I even considered getting a lawyer. And the lawyer was charging me $3,900. And I realized the closer it got to the court date, I realized that this was my doing. This is my responsibility, and I'm the one that needs to own up to it.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go. I'm going to wait and see, and whatever happens, happens. And I went to the court. I took accountability for my actions, and it was totally way off from what I was thinking.
Amazing. All thoughts are all lies all the time.
All the time.
About anything.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And it was crazy because I only ended up paying $200, a $200 fine, and I have to take a two-hour class, and that's it.
Amazing.
And my thoughts were trying to drive me crazy, making me think, oh, you're going to go to jail, or you're going to do time, you're going to lose your job, you're going to just amazing.
Right on, man.
And I realized then that, yes, I was living from my mind, but I see my spirit taking over.
Amazing.
And there is a sense. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
There is a sense of empowerment when you take responsibilities for your actions and you don't blame or try to blame the outside for whatever happened. And when you take ownership for it, there's a certain power that you get from that I'm able to see now.
Right on. Well, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. You haven't seen anything. And I like the fact that you tested the thoughts by not listening to them. You waited to see what happened. You saw the outcome. Now it's just going to encourage you to doubt every thought even more so.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I would see the thoughts, like, throughout the month, I was just going on about my day, doing my job, and doing what I do, but I would see the thoughts come, and whenever they would come, I would become aware of them, and I would just watch them.
Right on.
And I was like, oh, here you go.
Yeah, yeah. If human beings could understand that or see that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, we will have peace on earth just like that.
Yes.
It really would.
And I've also realized that we just got to step away from thoughts, and we just got to step away from people that bring negativity to us.
Yes.
Because we're not on the same frequency, and we just get dragged down by those people.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. What a mess. What a lesson. Stay with it. It only get better, Juan.
Yeah, it was such a lesson because now I can see that I'm not my thoughts more clearly.
Yes.
And I can see more of the deception. I'm not there yet. It's still a long way. I'm barely getting to the path, and now I got to take the path. So,
and then do what you want, but I would recommend you not even say I'm not there yet. I still got a long ways to go, because what you don't realize is that the light, salvation, reality is right here, right now, all the time. It's right here. It's not a long way off or anywhere. It's right here, right now. So I would not put that on myself and just practice being present. That's all you need to do.
Right. Yes, sir.
Because the moment you say, well, I'm not there yet. I got a long ways to go. You give yourself another idea, and now you got to overcome another false idea that you created.
Yeah, and like for example, right now my kid's mom, it's making it hard for me to see them.
Yeah,
like on my days off, I would go and get them ready for school and take them to school and everything and pick them up from school, and now she's making it to where she's waking them up early, taking them with her to her job, and then dropping them off. And I'm like, what's the whole point of that when I can go and take care of that when I'm off? Why are you waking them up so early when I can go and take them to school? And she didn't reply anything back. And I didn't feel anything about it, but I realized, I was like, okay, so if she doesn't want me to be a part of the kid's life, she's going to have to explain that to them when they get older.
You're right. And then another thing I want to urge you, do what you want, of course, but when she does that, don't argue about it at all. You just say, oh, okay. Because if you argue about it, it's going to make her think that she's winning over you, that she has control of you, and that she's causing pain for you. And when human beings can cause pain for others, they get a thrill from it. They get a false sense of life that they have brought pain upon someone else. So if you go to pick the kids up or you call to pick them up and she says, oh, I'm taking you to school, blah, 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 just say, oh, okay, no problem. Don't argue about it at all.
Yeah, and that's what I've been doing. I asked her today because she's been doing it for a while now, but today I ended up, I texted her last night. I was like, hey, I'm going to pick up the girls in the morning to take them to school. And this morning she texted me. She's like, no, I'm going to take them to school. And I replied back and I asked her, I was like, why are you waking them up so early when I'm off and I can go pick them up and take them to school? And she didn't reply back. So I didn't say anything else. So whatever.
Yeah, right on. That's right. Do not argue with the devil inside your own mind or outside of you, inside of others. Do not argue.
Yeah, I no longer judge myself.
Right on.
So there's no more judgment. There's no judgment in love, and the more I realize, the less I want to fight, the less I want to put up a fight.
Right on. Absolutely. There is nothing to fight for, no reason for fight or anything. Really. The battle has already been won. All we have to do is live. We don't need to be fighting.
It has.
Yeah.
And I understand why sometimes you say, I'm not going to say this because people are going to take it the wrong way and this and that. It's because a lot of people that are asleep, if they were to wake up, they would go crazy. They wouldn't know what to do with it.
Amazing. Oh, amazing.
At times, I see it in me. At times, I see it in me in the sense of I'm not from here, and I still got to deal with all this.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Juan, thank you for your call. Amazing call. And I will put my two cents in on Sunday concerning the biblical question. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Jesse. Happy New Year's. I hope this year, well, I don't hope, but this year will be the best year ever. A lot of people are going to wake up to the truth, and we're just going to keep living.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you, bud. I appreciate it.
Have a good one, Jesse.
You too now. Amazing. 888-7753-773. There's one line open. And Austin, if you can jump in there from North Carolina, go ahead. Let me go to Maria out of New York. Maria, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jess. I just wanted to call real quick. I don't have much time, but I wanted to call and say the guy Jason who called before, that he wasn't really communicating right. I just wanted to try to make clear of what he was saying, and if I can answer that real quick.
You understood what Jason was trying to say?
I think so, yeah.
Jason doesn't really mean what he called in about. He had said once when he called in that he loved debating And so he's trying to just find something to debate about whether it makes sense or not. He doesn't really...
Well, he caught me. He caught me then because I was ready to debate a little.
Yeah, he doesn't really mean what he called in about. That's why he's not clear. But go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I thought he was trying to say the Israelites and them, the Jews, they were angry. Not angry, but they didn't have peace after Christ died because they were still in control from the Romans. And what I just wanted to answer to that was, in case anybody was curious, what I think or what I was feeling is that the reason they didn't have, well, we don't know if they had peace or not.
Right.
Number one, we weren't there. Two, you could still have peace even if you're fighting people. So no matter what's going on around you in the outside world, being control of people are in control of you, and no matter what it is that people are doing to you, you could still have that inner peace. So it didn't matter that the Romans were
absolutely
controlling.
You can you could be locked up in a prison, physical prison, but you can have perfect peace by living in a prison as long as you're not in the prison of your imagination. If you're not imprisoned by thought, you're free no matter where you what your outer condition is, you can always be free. But again, Jason doesn't even believe in God or anything. He's just trying to find something to try to prove to himself that I think he said he loved debating or he's a good debater or something like that.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to put my two cents in.
Yeah.
When it comes to that.
He's just playing. He's just playing.
Okay. Well, that was it. And the biblical question real quick.
Oh, I thought you said you're in a hurry.
Well, kind of. I have two little children. I have a schedule with them, but they're being good right now.
Are you living from your mind or from your spirit?
When I have done the silent prayer and stuff like that, I was living in the moment. So I think in order to be in the spirit, you got to be in the moment. And you won't have any thoughts. So I'm still living in my mind right now because I still have a lot of thoughts.
And so you're not doing the silent prayer? If what you're saying is true, you're not doing the silent prayer?
I'm not doing the silent prayer right now.
Why not?
I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. I have three children. I have a 13-year-old, a 3-year-old with autism, and a little girl is one. And everything's just all messed up. I don't really have any time, I feel, to do anything anymore. I haven't even prayed, to tell you the truth, in a while.
And so you're a victim.
A victim? I guess that's a victim mentality. I can't do it. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
And so you love being a victim?
No, I told you last time, I think, when I had called you, you probably don't remember, but I said that sometimes people feel more comfortable in the hell they're in because they, you know,
when you
don't
say
know
people,
about the unknown.
Are you referring to yourself? You're comfortable.
Yeah.
You're comfortable in your own hell.
Yeah, sometimes.
So then,
because
that's why you're not doing the prayer then, because you love your hell.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel good at the same time. But it's scarier to go forward sometimes. You know, when I did this.
What do you mean by that? It's scarier
to go forward. In the past, when I did the silent prayer, I started to notice and see a lot of things that I didn't like and was unfamiliar. I'm hopeful that I still want to pursue the truth. I still want to go forward. I don't know. I'm trying to be as honest as I can without sounding like a coward, because it is cowardly. It's having less faith than being a coward. But I just I went through some things when I did the silent prayer.
No wonder you understand Jason. You sound like Jason.
How so?
You have all these excuses.
Yeah.
Do you believe that you really don't have time to do the silent prayer?
Well, I am interrupted a lot, but I think I'm just being interrupted with a lot of...
Do you have time to go to the bathroom?
My little girl's always following me around yelling, but I mean, I guess I can.
Do you have time to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you have time to eat?
Yeah.
So do you have time to sleep?
Yeah.
Do you have time to be on the phone?
Yeah. Well, listen, I really
do
try to.
So you do have time to do the silent prayer then? What's your real reason not doing the silent prayer?
Well, when I do the silent prayer,
the made up reasons. What's your real reason?
Well, when I do the silent prayer at night, I fall asleep. In the morning, the baby's up. Everything's crazy in the morning.
Why don't you wake up before the babies? That was a question.
Because it's been difficult. I'm not having a lot of sleep. I know this sounds like excuses, but I really am.
They are excuses.
Extremely exhausted.
Not only do they sound like excuses, they are excuses. Why are you making up excuses to... Well, you say you love your misery, though, right? You don't really want to come out of your misery, right? You love your hell.
I'm just exhausted. Mentally, emotionally, I'm exhausted.
Well, that's because you love your hell. Anyone that lives in their imagination are exhausted.
I'm constantly in the house because of the kids, and I feel a little stir crazy, you know?
So you love your hell.
Yeah, I guess there's times I loved my hell, yeah.
Right, so stop making up excuses and just admit you love your hell, because when you make up excuses, you are covered for hell.
That's true. Well, like I said, I don't think that I love the hell. I think that I'm used to hell.
No, you love your hell.
I think I'm just used to it. It's familiar. And
what does that mean? I don't understand it.
Hell is familiar to me sometimes. Like, I can just know what to expect and what's going on. And when you go forward, sometimes you don't know what to expect. And you have to, you know.
So when you make up the excuses, you know, that you're exhausted, that's just another victim mentality too, right?
Yeah.
So you love your hell.
Oh yeah, because look what's happening to me and this and that.
Yeah, poor me. Poor me. I'm exhausted. I'm in the house too much. Oh, the kids are this. I gotta take care of the daughter. But all you're doing, you're a victim.
Yeah, I am. That's what I'm doing.
And you love it.
But it's not fun.
Yeah, it is fun. If it wasn't fun, you wouldn't be a victim.
I think I'm just used to it.
No, you love it. You used to loving your hair.
Right, because you feel in control when you're in hell sometimes.
No, you're out of control in hell. Nobody, there's not one person on earth with anger, which is hell, that is in control. They're not in control. No such thing as being in control in hell. You're out of control in hell.
That's true. It's a false sense.
You love your hell, Maria.
Well, that's terrible.
Oh, how is that terrible?
It's terrible to say I love hell. This
but
is
you
horrible.
Do. Why can't you admit it? You got all these excuses about it. I'm exhausted. The kids get up too early.
Yes.
My dog won't come back in the house.
A lot of people do like the house.
No, you not a lot of people. Maria from New York love her hair.
Yes, and now I'm admitting I love my house.
Yeah, you do.
This is terrible, though.
Why?
Because it's something
I don't know, because it's just not, it's not a good place to be. I don't recommend it.
And why not?
Because I'm out of control. I'm out of control.
But only because you want to be out of control. You don't have to be. You know the way out, but you have decided not to take the way out and have a bunch of excuses.
Yeah, because the devil puts a lot of things in my mind, I guess, too.
And
I
you
mean,
love
a lot of
it.
Things go in my mind.
Your mind is of the devil.
Yeah, and he tells me things like I'm going to lose people.
And
I'm
you
not
love
gonna wanna bother with people.
And you love
that
it.
That I love. Well, I'm gonna. I don't know if I. But then, why did I want to hear the truth? Like when I listen to you all the time, and I have called in the past, and I did do the silent prayer, and I had heard things that rang right with inside. So I did hear the truth, and I did call to get out of it.
And
I recognize it.
And then you decide, I prefer my hell over the truth. And so you start making up excuses for your hell. Oh, I'm exhausted. Oh, the kids won't be quiet. Oh, the daughter needs extra help. Oh, I don't want to lose my friends. Oh, I want to be close to my family. I had a scripture about that. Jared, did you give me the scripture about I came here to divide you from your family. Will you give
Who
me those?
Said that?
What?
Jesus?
Uh-huh. Jesus didn't come to you to bring you closer to your daddy, your mama, your family, your friend. He came to divide you from them. But you decide, oh, I don't want to lose my friends. I don't lose my family. Oh, I don't have time. The kids keep, the dog ran up and down the house. I just don't have time for the prayer. Matthew 10:35-37. For I have come to set sons against fathers, daughters against mothers, daughters against daughter-in-law. No, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law's law. And a person's enemy will be the member of their own household. And yet you want to hold on to your family. You don't want to lose anything. You're never going to have life until you lose life. It ain't going to happen. You can hang it up. You got to give up a life to have a life. You
got to die.
What?
You got to die. The flesh has to die.
But you don't believe that.
I do believe that.
If you believed it, if you believed it, you wouldn't be loving your hell.
No, I know, and I believe it. It's hard.
No, you love your hell. It is not hard to die from your ego. And it's not scary.
Well, you always said it yourself. You said you have to go through hell.
And it's right, you do, but it's not hard going through hell, and it's not scary. But I can't play no more. I got to run.
Okay.
And you stay in your hell.
I'm not going to stay in my hell.
With a bucket of excuses. Because it's the excuses that give you a false victim mentality. And then you use those excuses to stay in your hell. You love your hell, Maria. You love your hell.
Yeah, I don't like hearing that.
Why not?
I don't know.
Why don't you like hear that you love your hell? You got all kind of excuses to stay in your hell. What the?
It makes me a wicked person.
Yes.
Like.
Yes, you're evil.
Mm.
You're evil to the core. And you love it.
No, I do love the truth, Jesse.
If you love the truth, you'll come out of your hell then. Maria, I got to take a break.
Okay.
Call me again.
I will.
Now, bye, I thought you were in a hurry.
The way things are going.
My kids need me.
That's what the enemy wants. He wants to control
Back in a moment.
You. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay. The treasure chest is now open on G-Live. Amazing. So for those who just tuned in, you wonder, my engineer is sitting in for the audio engineer today. The anchor baby is out. That's why the music's still playing even right now. Bill forgot how to run the board, even though he taught others. So be patient with us today. And for all those who are wishing us well concerning the fire issue, we're fine so far, thank God. And the only employee that had to get out of his home was Joel Friday. He got the warning, get out. Now he lived in an area where the fire is happening, but not to his home yet. He just texted me this. While I was doing the show, all is well concerning the fire. His house is not burned down. All right. So Nick is out. Joel is out. And Bill is sitting there for the anchor baby running the board. And he has to remember what's going on. So that's what's going on. Thank you for your patience. All right. The Hake Report. Hake. H-A-K-E. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right at the top of this hour, right after my show, thehakereport.com from 9 to 11. No Joel Friday today because, again, he had to vacate his home last night. No Joel Friday. He'll be back on Monday if the Lord is willing, or maybe tomorrow, but not his show. His show is Monday through Thursday. But no Joel Friday today. And then no American Anchor Baby. No American Anchor Baby today. He'll be back tomorrow as well. What the? Brand new episode of thefallenstate.tv. Brand new episode of thefallenstate.tv. I spoke with Stephanie Chung. And Stephanie is a corporate leadership expert and author. Her book is called Ally Leadership, How to Lead People Who Are Not Like You. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Which is easier for you to lead, white people or black people?
The entire world is shifting and changing. And as a leader, you need to know how to lead all people, every race, every creed, every gender.
Are you a Christian?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I am.
Do you obey your husband?
No. Obey is a strong word, and I don't like the word. It's a trigger. It gives the impression like I don't have a brain in my head.
God told the woman to obey the husband because the woman doesn't have a brain in her head. What the? You're going to like this one. It was very, very Mamma Mia. Hola, si, señor. Gracias. Interesting. Very interesting. Amazing. That's Friday at 12 noon. All right. and thank all of you for the well wishes concerning fire. We're kind of down in the valley, and the fire is on top of the mountains around us, and we can see it from the valley, but we're looking over at the fire, and it's trying to come down into the valley, and hopefully they'll get some a little hold of it today, because for as of last night, the last thing I heard, they had no control of it at all. It's like a fire running wild. If you missed the first hour of the show today, make sure you podcast it, and you will understand why. Why we're having all these issues in California with the fire. Jesse Waters laid it out like no other person can do. Really, he laid it all out. Explain what's going on and why. So check out the first, you can podcast the first hour, all the hours, but you can podcast if you want to understand what is going on in L.A. I just want to read this again to you. It's so interesting. Oh, I had it up here, huh? He just said it. It's not in my package. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. This is from Matthew 10:35-37. For all you people who think that we are family, and because we are family, we got to sit together no matter what. We are family no matter what. No matter how they treat you, what happened, you got to stick with mama. You got to stick with the family. In Matthew 10:35-37, this is in the Word. I'm not making this up. It's not me saying it. It's in the Word. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. For I have come to set son against father, daughter against mother, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. A person's enemy will be the member of his own household. What a mess, huh? You still want to hold on to mama? There was some more good stuff to that. Do you have that, James?
Yep.
Oh, let me hear it. Hate habit, I don't have it here. Turn the hate mic off for me, Bill.
So in 34, he says, do not suppose I have come to bring peace to the earth. It is not peace I have come to bring, but a sword. And he says what you just read about setting son against father, daughter against mother, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. A person's enemies will be the members of his own household. No one who prefers father or mother to me is worthy of me. No one who prefers son or daughter to me is worthy of me.
And then, amazing.
I think later he says the Bible says he was still speaking to the crowds when suddenly his mother and brothers were standing outside, and they were anxious to have a word with him.
So Mary. Mary was out there. Your mama named Mary, too.
Indeed.
Amazing.
Someone said to him, your mother and brothers are standing outside and want to speak to you. But to the man who told him this, Jesus replied, who is my mother and who are my brothers? And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. Anyone who does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.
See, I told you Jesus was your brother. You up there calling Jesus God. And Jesus is like, I'm your brother, dummy. I'm not your God. What the?
And he said, dummy.
Oh, he did? Yep. That's right. He said, dummy. I'm not your God, dummy. I'm your brother. Anyone who does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Now do you still think Jesus is God, dummy? What the? Amazing. Is that it?
Yep.
Nice. You have caused Jesus to be far, far away from you because you have put him in a position that he's not even claiming himself to be.
he even said we were joint heirs with the Father. What I own, you own it too. We are brothers and sisters. But you know, some dumb preacher told you Jesus was God, and you that stuck in your head, and you ride that all the way to hell. What peace, what good has it done you to believe that Jesus is God? What good has that done you? Shouldn't it be doing you some good if it was true? 888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Nashville, Tennessee, Kyle. Kyle, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Kyle. What? 888-775-3773. Let me go to Rick out of Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Rick.
Let me ask, man.
Let me ask.
Ask. But serious, though, man. Do I have to evacuate?
Come back and speak closer to your phone.
Can you hear me now, Jesse?
I can, yes.
Yes, well, do I have to evacuate, huh?
Why are you saying it out that, like that?
Oh, no, I'm going to do it to the fire.
Serious? Do I have to evacuate?
Yeah, because see, what I'm thinking about,
like
I was, well, the reason I was saying, I didn't think the fire was that close to his home. So
yeah.
I was about to ask you how close was the fire to you?
He was over. He's closer to the area. He lived closer to the area where some of the fire was burning, and so they warned those people to get out of that area. But
hey,
he's fine though. Yeah, you don't have to worry.
Okay,
he's fine. He's doing fine.
And the fire's not close to you guys either.
Not yet. We can see it. But hopefully they'll put it out before it come closer.
I'm going to keep you guys in prayer, Jesse, because
I appreciate that.
They was trying to talk to y'all mayor yesterday, and she didn't have a word to say.
She's a DEI mayor.
And that goes for y'all governor, too. He had nothing to say. Y'all don't even have no – and Trump – he came on there and like said, y'all don't even have no war. Y'all can't even fight the fires if y'all tried to.
I know. What a mess, huh?
And what a mess.
what a mess.
And the governor gonna try and talk and say, well, Trump is trying to make this politics. No, he's not.
Yeah.
Y'all don't have no water. He's just exposing y'all poor leadership. That y'all cut the fire department.
Can you believe that the fire people went up into the fire and they're going to put the hose into the thing to put out the water and there's no water in the faucet? What do you call those things? Fire hydrant?
You know what?
There's no water in there. It's like going to the hood and there's no police.
Wow. So the fire department actually was plugged up, ready to fight the fire, and no water.
No water. According to the report.
That's terrible.
That's like going to the hood and there's no police, Rick.
That's sad, Jesse. It really is. It lets you know, man. I truly believe when President Trump got elected, Jesse, I believe God withheld his judgment from America, man. We got so godless now, man. I don't see nothing really. You know, God's mercy is keeping us afloat, man. What you think?
Well, you said a couple of things. Number one, God does not judge.
Okay.
Did you think God judge?
Well, I guess how I want to say it then, I believe God let our consequences sink in. You know, like when we be disobedient and God will let us stay in our own hell. I believe that.
Do you believe he judges?
Yes.
And why you think? Why do you think God judge? God does not judge. Why? Oh, no. First of all, why do you believe he judges?
Well, I believe that just because, like, if you disobey God's word, the consequences, wouldn't that be considered judgment when your consequences come back from your bad disobedient choices?
But that's not coming from God's judging. It's coming from you living in darkness. You prefer the darkness over the light.
Oh, so basically God permits what we permit, long story short.
I don't quite understand that either.
I mean,
but,
so basically God permits what, you know, whatever we do, God permits what we permit. Like if we choose Satan to be our father, God will allow us to choose Satan to be our father.
We didn't choose Satan to be our God. All people make that decision when they're traumatized as little kids. I don't know about all. Most people do when they're kids. I don't know about all people. Some people do it as adults. But when you're traumatized by your mother, you turn away from the father and you turn toward the mother. And when you turn toward the mother, you've turned toward hell.
You ain't lying about that. Because I just truly believe, on that same tip, what you just said, Jesse, I truly believe that a lot of times when fathers want to be close to their kids, the mother get up there and say, oh, no, I want to be at the center of attention.
Yeah. She is jealous of the children.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe that.
Yeah.
And we men are so weak now today. It's real bad for these kids. They don't even know what to look for. I mean, no kind of male leadership at all, man. Look at New Orleans.
Yeah, it's a mess.
They got
DEI people running New Orleans soon. That's why New Orleans is so messy. Amazing.
I mean, Jesse, everything is messed up in New Orleans. The crime is out of control. Even the mayor was calling for some corruption now.
And they got a black female mayor. It's amazing. And worse than Carabao.
Peep this out.
Oh, I don't even know if she's worse than Carabao.
Peep this out, Jesse. All those women, New Orleans mayor, Bonnie Willis, guess where they from? They from California, Southern California. And they just migrated over here east.
So,
they just came east.
Fucking Willis is from California?
She's from California. Yes, sir.
Well, I didn't know that. Amazing. Rick,
yeah,
I got to run because of time.
God dang it, man. We get to talking good, man. And I know you got to go, but I'm glad everybody's listening to your show, man. So we praying at the fire stairway from JLP and James and Joel and all y'all. For y'all can put this information out, man. Try to wake up some people. Sometimes I don't think there's no hope for blacks, man. I really think there's just hardly no hope for us, man.
Thank you, man.
Okay, well, love you, Jesse, man. Keep a good word, man.
All right, now. 888-775-3773. Amy, a first-time call out of Illinois. Amy, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Amy?
You there?
I am. I can hear you now.
Hey, it's an honor to meet you and speak with you.
Thank you.
I listen to your show all the time. I'm a white girl. That's not my real name.
She white.
But...
A white girl called me with a black name and ain't a real name.
Amy. It's like the whitest name I know. I was going to say Tiffany, but it's not right. So I got a problem. Okay, I'm 57. I'm white. I'm outside Chicago. I'm in government. What?
Go ahead.
And, I'm in government. I look at a lot of black women, and they hate me. I mean, they hate whites. And I've been friends with them for a long time, and basically, it comes out eventually about the deep hatred for whites. So now we're remote, and I don't have to really go in the office anymore, so I'm not really around it. But I have one friend who still lingers, you know, and I want to end it because I asked her, because I'm Catholic, and my kids are in Catholic school, mainly white, and I asked her why she sends her kids to Catholic school if she doesn't want to be around white people. Do you know what I'm saying?
She said that she did it because she didn't want to be around white people?
No, she says she doesn't want her daughter's getting educated by black people. Now, you can send them to a black high school.
Right.
You know, and she was going to send her, she wanted to send her daughter to like a historically black college down south, but they don't give her any aid. So she's going to go to like the Catholic schools up in Chicago, like Loyola.
And because of time, your question for me is what?
I just don't know how to end the relationship because she makes me feel like I owe her an education. I owe her apologies for for how her people were treated in the past.
Are you on like a headset or a speakerphone?
I'm off the speakerphone now.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, don't be on the speaker. So you want to end this relationship with your black female friend, right?
Right.
And why don't you just end it?
I just took her out of my phone today.
And so why are you having a problem doing that? Why don't you just end it and move on? You don't owe her anything. You don't have to be friends with her.
Really?
Do you feel like you have to be friends with her?
Yes, I do.
Why?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. That's why I called you.
Why don't you stay out of your imagination?
You're right.
No,
that
was
the
best question.
Advice I ever got.
That was a question. Why stay out of your imagination and you won't be feeling that way?
Yes. I'm in my head.
Yeah,
right.
Why don't you stop limiting your thought? All thoughts are all lies all the time. Why are you still believing thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's my problem.
Have you dropped your anger?
I'm pretty angry.
Have you dropped your anger?
No.
Angry? Anger? And why not?
No.
Why not? How will you be free if you don't drop the anger?
I'm really resentful. I don't know.
Why don't you?
I just feel like I've worked so hard for everything, and I'm 57. You know, I paid for my own. I was in the Army to pay for it, and my sister went to college for free. I went to college and graduated until I was 30, and I'm working.
Stop being a victim.
40.
Hey, stop being a victim.
Okay.
Why don't you forgive your mother?
She's Alzheimer's, and she don't remember what she did.
She doesn't need to remember. You need to remember that you're suffering because you are angry at her. Forgive her so you can come out of the darkness into the light. Anyone that has anger is living in the darkness of the imagination.
Thank you, Jesse.
Hey, mother, I have been resenting you all my life. I'm wrong for it. I'm sorry. I realize you've done your best. It wasn't good, but you did your best. I'm sorry for resenting you. So, and she does understand, it's fine. God understands you admitted that you're wrong, and he will forgive you.
Okay. Thank you so much. It's just so healing.
And are you doing the silent prayer? You know about that?
No, what's that?
Go to rebuildingaman.com/prayer. Start doing that so you can stay out of your thoughts.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now. Rebuilding a man.
Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer.
Okay, Jesse. I'm going to keep listening.
All right.
Help some other people. We all need you.
Okay.
We need your help.
Right on.
Bye-bye, Jess. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right on.
Bye. Super chat. Super, super.
Blake over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. I know Bill is trying.
Yeah, he over there looking for the herb sound.
But if ever we needed you, Nick, we need you now.
That's for sure. Thank you.
William bought 3 coffees. God bless you, Jesse. I just found you a week ago. Started the silent prayers for the past 4 days and have been at peace throughout my days. Last night I did not do the prayer because I fell asleep and woke up this morning with anger. What the?
You went unconscious. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
The wall is going up.
The wall going up.
Another coffee, thank you. The recently elected president of Ghana sent back the mayor of Los Angeles back from Mommy Africa, but they ain't sending no angels.
That's for sure. Well, the devil angel, the mayor of L.A. What? Amazing, thank you.
Send me an angel. Justin says, I pray a Psalm 91 hedge of protection over the bond office. That the Lord send his angels to guard you in all your ways of obedience and service, lest on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.
Amazing.
It is Justin who called earlier.
Thank you, Justin. I gotta find me an angel to fly away with me. I gotta find me an angel. You heard that song before?
Yeah, today's song. Daniel from Texas says, good morning to y'all at the show. Quick question for Jesse. Is there a point after sticking with the prayer and working on yourself when it feels like you are judging others? I'm aware of this, but it doesn't bother me. Am I now seeing what others truly are? I still don't even feel like speaking to anyone because it really is all lies all the time. Amazing.
Amazing. And the question is what?
Is there a point where it feels like you are judging others after sticking with the prayer and working on yourself?
No, when you're free, there's no such thing as judging. You really can't judge. It's impossible because you have understanding. And when you have understanding, you cannot judge. Only people with no understanding judge themselves and others. Amazing. Thank you.
And shout out to Kid Combo 1.0 with the diamond over there. Games for Rec, Groovy Monkey, Misty, Wolf 336, Army Ann, and the rest of the supporters on the D Live crew. Thanks as always, guys and gals, as well as the Rumble monthly supporters, Crichton and all them, Pastor Chatelet. And thank you guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Amazing. I am so out of time already. Isn't that amazing? And thank you all for your patience with us today. Joel is out, but he's fine. He had to leave his home last night, but the house is still standing. He texted me right now as I'm doing the show. Not right now, but doing the show. He said all is fine. The house is still standing. And Anchor Babe is out for a different reason. He'll be back tomorrow. And Joel should be back tomorrow, too, I think. And Bill, thank you, Bill, for helping me out with it. I know you haven't done this in a long time, so a little difficult. A lot of things to remember over there at the board, running the board today. So thank you, Bill. And thank you, Hate, for being patient with Bill. And I am out of time. Thank you all for your support and everything and for wishing us well over here in California. What the... To Joseph, a first-time caller out of California. Nikolai, out of Denmark, heard around the world by everybody. And day, mama, out of Denmark. Kyle, first-time caller out of Nashville, Tennessee. And the caller that just dropped. I'm out of time. Tomorrow's Open Line Friday. The Hake Report is coming now. The Hake Report. No Joel today and no Anchor Baby. The Hake Report coming up right now from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. Get on that straight and narrow. Stay there. Bye, folks.